information or go to wbccc.org/jumpstart.
All patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A U.S. Army captain, one of the plane crash victims in Ethiopia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I was devastated. Shocked and devastated.
Sheila Chalmers Curran is village president in Matteson, Illinois, and says Captain Antoine Lewis was on that Ethiopian Airlines flight that went down on Sunday.
This is a member of this community, and he's family. I mean, this is someone I know very closely.
He was one of eight Americans among the 157 killed. A team of U.S. investigators is in Ethiopia to help determine the cause of the crash. The second one in less than 6 months involving the same type of jet, Boeing 737 MAX 8. Australia and Singapore today joined several other countries and airlines grounding those planes, but Boeing's CEO maintains the jets are safe and airlines in the U.S. continue to use them. Get out! That's the message the U.S. sent late last night to the staff at our embassy in Venezuela. Fox's Evan Brown monitoring live from Miami.
And Dave, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is ordering whatever staff the U.S. had left at the embassy in Caracas to leave. The Venezuelan capital is now in further turmoil with nearly the entire country in a power blackout now for 5 days. Pompeo says the few staff we've had there are now a constraint on U.S. policy. The State Department brought most of the diplomatic workers home back in January. Pompeo is also blaming Russia and Cuba's continued support of a disputed President Nicolas Maduro as a reason why the nation's power infrastructure collapsed. Dave?
Seven House Democrats have been pushing for impeachment amid all the ramped-up investigations into President Trump. We're getting some push back from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who told CBS on Twitter,
"I just don't believe in it. They wanted me to impeach President Bush for the Iraq War. I didn't believe in it then. I don't believe in it now. It divides the country."
Pelosi also told the Washington Post the president is just not worth it unless there is something so compelling, overwhelming, and a bipartisan movement. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
They agree to disagree. Vice President Pence facing criticism from a former VP who's a fellow Republican.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney fears President Trump's foreign policy is more like Barack Obama's than Ronald Reagan's. That's according to a transcript of a private weekend event obtained by the Washington Post. According to the transcript, Cheney said he was troubled by the Trump administration's decision to end joint military exercises with South Korea. Acclaimed Vice President Mike Pence said it would not affect America's readiness. Pence also hit back at Cheney's criticism of the president's hardline stance toward NATO allies, saying he believes it is possible to demand partners pay more to provide for the common defense, while also reaffirming a strong commitment to America's allies. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
There's another big auto recall. 1.2 million Hondas and Acuras that have Takata airbag inflators that can explode. These were replacement parts in recalls that began 5 years ago, and this recall covers models from 2001 to 2016. Can you imagine life without your smartphone or social media, streaming videos, without Googling stuff? 30 years ago, we never imagined life with all those things. So we say happy birthday to the World Wide Web.
It was Al Gore who told CNN in the late 1990s.
I took the initiative and
creating the internet.
Though it was actually Tim Berners-Lee who in 1989 put his idea to paper, linking information and computers.
You've got mail.
In what would become the World Wide Web, changing the way we buy stuff and how we consume news and entertainment.
We should work to give people the fullest free expression that is possible.
The internet made Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg a billionaire and changed how most of us, like this woman, talk to each other.
For everyone to know all of your business all of the time.
Happy birthday, Internet. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In Champaign, the school board has decided to up the spending on a couple of projects. The board is spending more than $10 million to improve Edison Middle School, and more than $45,000 will be put toward improvements at Spalding Park. WCIA says the original plan was to spend that much on Edison before taxpayers voted on a referendum. Now the money will come out of the district savings. The board also approved adding more than $900,000 for Southside. The University of Illinois at Chicago is offering some help to students who want to become high school art teachers. The school said it's giving students who are pursuing an undergraduate degree in studio art the chance to get a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Arts Education plus a professional teaching license. The AP says because the school has a high level of diversity in students, the hope is that the effort will help with demand for more teachers of color in the state and the country. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family, all the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Nice to see the hues of pink in the air with the eastern sunrise. It's just adjusting to the time change now. We've got some clouds in the forecast with a high 50, 41 our low tonight. Up to 61 tomorrow morning, rain, windy conditions. Down to 54 in the evening, 62 the high on Thursday with thunderstorms, windy conditions, down to 36. Friday's high only 39. Right now the temperature's at 29. ESPN 93.5.
Well, good Tuesday morning. We're going to talk to Dr. Todd Likens. You see what happened to the Iditarod?
No, the big sled race.
Oh, yeah. This is the Iditarod up in Alaska, and it's this dog sled race. This guy had a five-hour lead.
Mm.
I got to ask Dr. Todd about this. They had a five-hour lead, and two of his dogs got in a fight.
Oh.
So he yelled at one of them. And the other dogs looked and said, "That's not cool." And they quit.
Well, they're sitting down on the job.
No.
This is a big race.
You dissed Fred. I'm not moving. Now, it's a true story. So I got to ask Dr. Todd about pack mentality, where the dogs quit on the guy. He had a five-hour lead, and they're just blowing by him now because the dogs don't be dissing one of my guys, essentially. Oh, anyway, that's later this hour, Dr. Todd Likens. We have more Styx tickets. We'll do that as well. That will be coming up. If you want to go to Styx March 30, I'll name that tune with you. Looks like that might come up right after 8 o'clock this morning. So stand by. for Name That Tune Sticks tickets. The book is Mostly Sunny, How I Learned to Keep Smiling Through the Rainiest Days. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the chief meteorologist at Fox. She's on Fox and Friends. She's Sunny herself. What an honor. Janice Dean, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Stevie J?
I am wonderful, and what a cool-sounding book. I have not had a chance to read it, just got the briefing yesterday. Why? Why are you sharing this incredibly interesting story?
I think it was a book that I wanted to read when I was diagnosed with MS almost 15 years ago. At the time, it was a really dark period for me, having a chronic illness and not knowing really what it was about or what was going to happen to me. I saw a wheelchair in my future. I thought my boyfriend was going to leave me. I thought my career was over. And I wanted to find stories of people that were doing well despite challenges. And I couldn't find a whole lot out there, to be quite honest with you. I was lucky enough that here at Fox, I had someone that was right down the hallway that had also been diagnosed with MS in his life, and that's Neil Cavuto. Mm. And so I was able to, you know, go talk to him and get his take on life and what life would be like with a chronic illness. And he is featured in the book as one of my heroes, one of the angels here on earth that I've encountered in my career and in my journey. And so when I look at my life, I wanted to find a book that dealt with challenges in a rich life, but came out with a sunny outlook.
Yeah.
So I really kind of wrote the book for myself. For people like me who do have dark moments, but it's something that could give them hope to continue along their journey.
It's awesome. It really is, because there's not a lot of people that have MS that are as visible as you, and they're seeing, look at her, she's doing this thing, I can do this thing, so you're going to inspire a lot of people. You'll probably be asked to be on the speaking circuit for that.
Well, I definitely work with the Multiple Sclerosis Society. I've done events with them. But I thought, you know, being diagnosed with something like MS, and there aren't a whole lot of people out there, because there is a certain stigma still attached to the disease. You know, I talk to a lot of people that have this chronic illness,
mm-hmm.
and they want to see more people that are doing well despite the challenges. I think sometimes if you, even just a smile or somebody opening the door for you sometimes can change your outlook, can change your perspective.
No question.
So when, you know, I think it's important not only to have a platform to do the weather in the morning on Fox and Friends, but also show people that despite challenges, I'm still doing well. I'm still on my feet. I'm still dancing and singing and smiling. And, you know, sometimes that will help people get through a moment or even sometimes their day.
Senior meteorologist Janice Dean, Fox News. She's on Fox and Friends. She's fun. I mean, you really are, and you'd be the type of person I think I'd want to be around. People like energy, like positive. You've got all that. Why are talented people so jerky sometimes? The Roger Ailes stuff, I mean, it's just so disappointing. He obviously had a real eye for talent. But why, what you went through with him, and he's obviously was an incredible talent, but what a yo-yo.
Well, listen, I wanted to paint the full person that I knew in Roger Ailes. He brought me to Fox. I don't think, you know, anybody else would take a girl from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and put her in front of millions of people and have the faith that he had in my ability. But yes, certainly it's been well documented what has gone on in his career and what he's done with women in terms of you know, inappropriate comments and harassment. I thought it was important to tell my story. It happened earlier on in my career.
Right.
It didn't happen for a long period of time, and I just thought he wanted to have an affair. And then once I, you know, dodged his advances, he left me alone. But throughout my 15 years here, I found out he did that to other women. So I thought it was important to tell the story. I've had that kind of behavior go on my whole broadcasting career, unfortunately. But there has been an earthquake in this business, and, you know, women are standing up and feeling their truth. And so it was important for me to tell that story, but also tell the other side of him, the very nurturing side of him, the loyal side of him, the person that could have a wonderful eye for talent and built this incredible empire that he built. He wasn't all Darth Vader walking the hallways.
Yeah.
I do talk about the good side of him as well.
That's good. I mean, sure he had it, but it was just men that do that. It's just a head shaker for me. I'm going, why are you doing that? You've got ability, your talent, just awful. And you know he stopped bothering you, but you know he kept bothering others. So
now we know that. But yeah. You know, I also paint the wonderful men that I've met in my life and have helped me in broadcasting and haven't had that side to him. So, you know, I'm married to one of the most wonderful men.
Yeah, firefighter. He's a New York City firefighter. Those guys are heroes, man.
Well, I feel very blessed, and I won't go into detail, but there's a wonderful love story in the book.
That's great.
That would certainly make a great Lifetime movie, if I do say so myself.
Janice, you're very good at what you do, and congratulations on all your successes and ups and downs and smiling and hanging in there. This will inspire and help a lot of people, and congratulations on getting it done with all you're doing with your two sons and husband and work and everything. Well done. It's not easy to do that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I hope it helps people get through, you know, some stormy days ahead if they have any.
I'm sure it will, and you'll never know the ripple, but congratulations. It's a very positive thing. Good job. We appreciate having you on this morning.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Janice Dean, she's senior meteorologist for Fox News, serves as the morning meteorologist on Fox and Friends. She lives in New York City. The book, Mostly Sunny, How I Learned to Keep Smiling Through the Rainiest Days, ESPN 93.5. But, yeah, she's MS. Roger Ailes advances, asks if she's good at phone sex. And that's when he hired her.
Mm.
I mean, what is that? Why?
Right.
Why? Roger Ailes, massively talented at recognizing talent.
Right.
I remember Lise Wheel was always on.
Uh-huh.
And she worked with Bill O'Reilly, who had his issues.
Yes.
And I think Lise got a big payout for that one.
I see.
And I remember on the air, I said, how'd it go taping O'Reilly? And she went, survived another week.
Uh-huh.
Man, just should not be like that. ESPN 93.5, you can text us, 359-2255 is the text line. Feel free to chime in on anything we say. Go ahead. 359-2255. Here we go. Sports headlines.
Well, Illinois Northwestern tomorrow at the United Center to begin the Big Ten tournament. I saw some clips from Georgie Bashanisvili. Said, we win 5 games in 5 days. We're off to the NCAA tournament.
Let's go. I thought Iota Sumo got all freshman team.
Yep.
Georgie didn't get anything. I thought he was one of the best freshmen.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Got a little dissed, I think. He fouled out a lot. But, man, he was impactful as a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, Pacers and Knicks tonight, Bulls and Lakers, since we're talking basketball briefly. What seems to be trending is locking in some free agents. And I know tight end Ben Roethlisberger got the re-sign with the 2-year contract with the Bears. And it looks like running back Mike Davis from the Seattle Seahawks is locked in an agreement with the Bears. Also, New York Jets are expected to sign a 5-year, $85 million deal with C.J. Mosley. Blackhawks over Arizona. There was a hat trick involved in that game. 7-1 with the Blackhawks on top. Some preseason baseball had the St. Louis Cardinals over Washington. 3-2. I know we've got some of the games coming your way, but hard to believe the beginning of the season, March 28th, when they're in Milwaukee. As we look at the Cardinals and the Cubs, our bus trip to Busch is going to be happening on Sunday, June 2nd.
You know, guess what? We have 20 suite tickets.
You're kidding!
And now we have 14 suite tickets, nothing else to sell it.
That's what I heard.
It's just people are buying suites.
At first someone bought a couple and then they came in for six more.
Anyway, if you want to spend $259 and get all your food and
that's
beverage,
right,
which is really the best way to do
that
it.
That National Car Rental Suite.
The suite. Well, and you're going to spend, I mean, you get nachos and something in there and it's $48.
Right.
I mean, it's just expensive. Now, you can bring food in. Soft cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring food into Busch Stadium. They're one of the very few major league clubs that understands and allows that.
That's right.
So there is that. But anyway, National Car Rental Suite. We also have the Infield terrace seats at 139 if you'd like to go to Cubs Cardinals June 2nd. Only two buses this time, so I would advise moving sooner than later on this. Let us check our ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A nice morning. Today's high 51, 41 our low tonight. More clouds bring on the showers tomorrow, especially in the morning, with a high 61 expected, down to 54 in the evening. Scattered thunderstorms and windy on Thursday with a high 62, low to 36. Looks like 39 is the high on Friday. 29 now, ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Campaign where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. So nice to see a bit of a sunrise in the east, and then staying light till 7:30 at night.
Isn't that last night?
I left at 5:30. I said it feels like 3.
Right.
7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, there's an optimistic reading on the economy from the National Federation of Independent Business. Its Small Business Optimism Index rose in February with the partial government shutdown over. The index had declined in January. Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi are reworking their relationship after the arrest of executive Carlos Ghosn on financial misconduct charges in Japan. Ghosn previously led both Nissan and Renault and the alliance of both with Mitsubishi. The companies say they will break up the powerful chairmanship role. The head of Renault will lead the alliance, but not as chairman of Nissan. Your Honda with a replaced Takata airbag inflator may be going back to the dealer for another fix. Market Watch says about a million cars in the U.S. and Canada are being recalled again because the driver's side airbag inflators could be faulty. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
7:20, Joel Kusky's coming by. He's our new partner for landscaping.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little about his business, but what he's able to make your yard look like is pretty amazing. And after we talk to him, we're going to give you a chance at $1,000 in landscaping. $1,000.
Think what you could do with that.
It'd be incredible.
Hey, I'm Joel Kusky with Kusky Landscaping. I believe our business is all about you and your unique needs.
I was sold from the beginning. He came over to the house. What I really liked about him was the questions that he asked me. He was like, what do you envision this space being? So what I was impressed with was his creative mind and how he pulled things out of what Mitch and I wanted and kind of created something that we weren't quite sure about at first. And then as it began to grow and evolve, we love it.
I'm Joel Kusky. You can connect with me, our website at Kusky.com. That's Kousky.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5 will be on Thursday, so stand by. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes, AOC.
Yeah, AOC. You know what? It reminds me, if you were to go to bed tonight and wake up and have everybody in the world, not everybody, but half the people of the world just fawn all over you. And everything you said was amazing. What would that be like?
I don't know.
Because she's saying stuff, and listen, I great energy. She believes what she says. She's authentic to herself. I mean, that's fine. But I'm sorry. I just don't think a whole lot of what she says makes a lot of sense. I mean, factually.
Right.
And so, as kind as I can be, I don't think she'd win at Jeopardy. I just don't think she is. I mean, and that's just me. It's what I'm taking away. It reminds me of a movie a long time ago. Did you ever see Being There?
Mm-mm.
It was a story of a guy who was essentially a gardener. He lived in an apartment, and he took care of a man. He was there since he was a little boy, taking care of him. He never left the building. He watched television, and he took care of the garden. And it was Peter Sellers and Shirley MacLaine.
I have seen this.
And he just didn't know much.
Right.
And yet.
But they took his sound bites and they made it into something.
Well, he went out on his own because the old man died.
Right.
He'd never been outside. And so he went out and he was watching TV from a store window with a suitcase. He had nowhere to go.
Uh-huh.
And he watches this camera that's watching him. He's on the TV, so he's kind of back and forth, and he's so fascinated by it, and he steps in the street, and a limousine hits him in the leg.
backs up and hits him in the leg, and happens to be a billionaire.
That's right.
And so...
Chance the Gardener.
He meant to say Chance the Gardener, but he was choking when Shirley MacLaine asked him, so he said Chance the Gardener. He said Chancey Gardener. That became his name.
Mr. Chancey Gardener, yeah. Are you related to Basil and Perdita Gardener?
No, I'm not related to Basil and Perdita.
He doesn't know any gobbledygook.
You know, Chauncey, there's something about you.
And he just talks about in the winter, it is a good time to rest.
Right.
And in the spring, it's a good time to flourish.
It's all these metaphors about the garden.
Genius!
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And that's what I'm getting from AOC.
Okay, gotcha.
She's saying stuff that people, and I'm going, what does that mean? What'd you just say? I don't get it. I mean, I don't get it.
Text her in, says AOC Jane Fonda for a new generation.
I'm sorry. I think Jane Fonda's way smarter. I'm sorry. I just think she's really passionate about climate change and how bad white people are and how discriminatory our entire system is and how bad capitalism is and how bad we are. I mean, it's just, wow. It is, but yet she is really the one to watch out for in the Democratic side, because she's kind of pulling strings now because of her army. She's got a bunch of people that are active. It's not a huge number, but it's enough to cause you pain. So Nancy Pelosi is going, oh my, what did I just say? I said I don't think we should impeach Trump. And from that crowd, that's bad.
Right. Tony's calling out AOC, bluntly calling her an idiot.
I'm not going to say that. Listen, as far as somebody who's rah-rah about what she's doing, I like the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I just think what she says, I mean, I truly am perplexed by that. Does not sound like it's quite all formed yet.
Reality.
She'll say something and everyone, oh, yes. And I'm going, that didn't make sense. That did not make sense. Oh, Chauncey Gardner. Sorry.
Interesting comparison.
I just thought, I mean, but she woke up. She was a barista, a bartender. She ran against the next Speaker of the House. The guy from her district was supposed to beat Nancy Pelosi, 42 years,
mm-hmm.
and he lost.
That's right.
4% of the people voted. 4%. And she beat him. And then she said, whoa, woo! And she did her thing.
Right. She's 29.
Yeah.
She went to Boston University.
She's 6 years away from running for president. She could run for president today and probably get the nomination based on how popular she is. You know, but this whole thing about the FEC, Federal Elections Commission, and $1 million being shuffled between funds, have you heard much about that?
No.
I mean,
but we have in the past.
You know, Aaron,
not nearly as much.
Aaron Schock.
Yeah, it was $8,000.
A couple of $100,000 total from decorating and moving money around
right.
an election. That was a couple of $100,000. That was 4 years of attorneys. That's Aaron Schock, former congressman from Peoria. This is $1 million they shuffled with this multi-million-dollar campaign. Anybody hear any stories about that? Anyway, well, they're not touching her. Are you kidding me? She is pure ratings gold right now. Fascinating. It is phenomenal. I mean, when we got to Thailand, we went through this tunnel of taxi people. I felt like I was at the Academy Awards. It's the only time I've ever, everybody wanted us to take their taxi. But it felt like you were a celebrity. What would that be like with everybody going, you are so amazing, all the time? That's what's happening with her right now. All right, 720 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An Army captain from Madison, Illinois, is among the 8 Americans and 157 people killed in Sunday's plane crash in Ethiopia. Antoine Lewis was 40 years old. Village President Sheila Chalmers Curran says,
he grew up here, went to school here, elementary school here, went to high school here. This is his home. This will always be his home, and truly he will be missed.
Two brothers from California were also on that flight. More airlines have grounded the kind of plane involved, the Boeing 737 MAX 8. It's the second crash in 5 months. Police in Temple, Texas, are looking for whoever threw a football-sized rock off an overpass, killing a woman riding in her car with her boyfriend and 3 kids. Keila Flores' brother Luis calls her
a good mother. I'll always remember her, and I'll always love her to the day I die.
She was killed Saturday night on Interstate 35 heading home to Waco from Austin, Texas. This is Fox News.
All right, we check our local news now with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are investigating after an armed robbery that happened near campus. This was Thursday evening. A University of Illinois student reported that someone pushed him, displayed a weapon, and demanded cash and his cell phone. The student turned over the cash and the phone to the suspect, who then took off. It happened in the 100 block of North Gregory Street in Urbana, and the phone was later found in the 300 block of North Lincoln Avenue. There's an open house set for Savoy tonight to learn about a major road construction project and how it'll affect you. The project includes parts of Champaign and Savoy. State workers will be working on a Prospect Avenue project between Windsor Road and Curtis Road. The open house is 5 until 7 o'clock tonight at the First Baptist Church in Savoy. Some of that work includes adding bike lanes and street lighting, widening the streets, and improving the sidewalks. Crews will have to close down Prospect at times. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Local news again brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook, online, classicplumbinginc.com. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 51, down to 41. More clouds as the day progresses and into the evening. And then some showers in the forecast, especially tomorrow morning. Winds picking up. High 61, low 54. 62 on Thursday with scattered thunderstorms and windy conditions again. Cloudy and windy on Friday with a high only 39. We're currently at 30 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I was talking about being there and Peter Sellers. Shirley MacLaine movie in the 70s, and how AOC reminds me a little of some of the wisdom.
As long as the roots are not severed, all is well, and all will be well in the garden.
I'm sorry, Ed, how are you?
I'm great. I think you're about right. It's it almost feels like one of those plays that I never understood that they put on in college, like those absurdist plays where you're like, what? What is all that? What's going on there? You just keep listening like, what's the story? Waiting for Godot, waiting for AOC. I don't know.
What is it like where everybody just claps and says, and I'm going, I don't get it. And wow, what am I missing here? I just don't understand some of the logic. In any event, it's Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. Phyllis Schlafly inspired. Phyllis kind of got Ed to do this, and she passed away a few years ago, but she was a real fantastic conservative and did a lot of great things, and her writings still exist. Her speeches are out there. Ed Martin, we have a lot cooking. It looks like the president might have to use his veto when it comes to the wall. Is that what you see?
Yeah, it looks like it. And I tell you, I can't believe that Republicans in the Senate are going to fall for this jive, you know, this game. Look, I'm all for our Congress, both parties. And remember, I'm a Republican. Last two years, we had total control. They could have done a lot of laws that would limit the executive branch for the future, right? They could have passed laws that said the president's limits are, you know, under Article 1 constitutional authority as the Congress are limited. The president is invoking a national emergency under the 1976 law that Congress passed. They want to change that law. Go for it. But don't pretend that they're somehow defenders of the Constitution and that they don't want the precedent. Does anybody really believe that President Kamala Harris is going to be bound by any precedent of Donald Trump or anybody else? So I just think that this is meant to embarrass the president. I believe, Stevie J, that there is a tendency, if not a plan, to embarrass the president and try to hurt him, as I call it, political death by a thousand cuts. And so I think this is a big mistake. I think the president should veto it, and I think that the American people are on his side.
Will Nancy Pelosi survive this?
Well, you know, the bigger question is Nancy Pelosi just said that she doesn't want impeachment, which I think is good for her. But I think she's playing good cop, bad cop. But look, I have said from the beginning that the Pelosi Congress is not going to care about the truth. They're not going to care about justice. They're just going to use their power, which will be weaponized by the mainstream media in order to, again, try to cripple this president. And here's what I said yesterday. Jerry Nadler, the congressman from New York, who just issued 81 subpoenas to citizens, not to bureaucrats, not to elected officials, to citizens who happen to be somehow connected to the president. That guy is trying to take down the American Republic, because if the government is, and if the people are punished and put out of, you know, of their ability to earn a living, ability to, you know, they have to pay all sorts of lawyers, because Jerry Nadler, some congressman from New York, is overusing his authority and the media is letting him, then we're in a really scary place. And so Pelosi may say she doesn't want impeachment, but she's letting these guys and gals in these committees run wild.
I'm not sure she controls AOC. In fact, I don't think she does at all. I think she's kowtowing to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. By the way, moral of the story, Donald Trump, don't call Jerry Nadler fat 25 years ago. Hey, Fat Jerry. Well, guess who's in charge of this stuff and clenching his fist, getting him back. I mean, there is that. So anyway, so we'll see how this all plays out. We got the first Democratic debate. Joe Biden's going to get in. I think the left will chew him up and spit him out.
Yeah, Stevie J, I think you just said it right there. I predict Joe Biden does not last till the 4th of July. You know what they're going to do to him, the left, his own party is going to go back and they're going to say, you opposed Anita Hill in favor of Clarence Thomas. Your son is a multi-gazillionaire for dealing with China and Russia. And they're going to just torture him. I don't think Joe Biden understands if it was bad to be caught plagiarizing in the mid 80s, which is what happened to Biden because a speechwriter thought he recognized the sound of the words. Wait until Biden undergoes the scrutiny of the Twitterverse. I mean, it's going to be, and then he's going to say, you know what? I'm 76 years old. I got a lovely wife and I'm fairly normal. I'm going home to enjoy this and move on.
Well, I think he'll blast the left, which won't be good. But then again, if they put Bernie up or they put, you know, Elizabeth Warren, probably Bernie, I'll be surprised, but I've been surprised plenty of times before if this country is ready to go that way.
Well, it's not so much, I think, that the country's ready to go that way, but elections in America, they come down to the Electoral College, which I totally support, and I oppose, you know, Pelosi getting rid of it. But if you're Bernie, you're counting on the fact that you just have to pick a running mate and try to sound mm-hmm. down the stretch mm-hmm. okay in Pennsylvania and Florida, because you're winning California, New York, New Jersey, Boston, Massachusetts, you know, no matter who the Democrat is. So I wouldn't put it past that the country won't want Sanders, but I think Sanders could do better. For this reason, you know, millions of people are fed up with the broken system, and Sanders sounds like a guy opposing the broken system, especially his own party.
Yeah.
You know, the game was rigged against him by Hillary.
Yep.
So here's Sanders saying, here I am, I'm on your side.
Yeah, but you know what? He's not even a Democrat. He's an independent using the apparatus. And how about Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke for a little Texas action? Wow.
Yeah. No, I think you're right, but again, what Bernie's counting on is a little bit like Trump in 2016, the chaos in his own party or whatever, you know, the party he's running. And remember, in some ways, Trump entered the Republican Party and said, I haven't been here that long, but here I am. And it worked because of the chaos. And remember, the media is going to get to help pick the candidate, the mainstream media, by the amount of coverage they get.
Yeah.
So they'll want to cover Biden being tortured and torn apart by his own party. They'll want to cover rallies of 10,000 people where Bernie's got these Bernie bros going wild. I mean, it's going to be a fascinating next couple of, 18 months.
Could be the first time we have an 80-year-old president.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Trump, what's Trump's age at the end of his term if he does another term?
It's 70, very close to 78, 79, but Bernie'd be 80 in his first term. That's unbelievable. Now again, he'd have to pick Kamala Harris, somebody younger that's far, you know, further left than Bernie. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I knew it would be fairly entertaining. And then it comes down to it. I mean, I just at some point, I know what they're trying to do to Trump. I think a lot of people understand that. It's get him at all costs, no matter what. They're ready on the waiting with bated breath on the Mueller report, and it doesn't look like it's going to do what they want. So now they're discounting that, and now they just got it's in search of a crime, which isn't what it's supposed to be.
No, that's the problem, right? I think it's a bad precedent, and it's, again, political death by a thousand cuts. But don't underestimate the one factor that generally people, you know, we all think that Trump and this era reinvented politics, but a lot of the fundamentals is kind of like gravity. There may be some new stuff you can figure out about the details, but gravity's gravity. In politics, if the economy is strong, the presence and the presidency, the incumbency is so powerful, you know, in terms of the way people see it. And president's approval rating amongst African Americans right now is like 26%. If it's anywhere over 8% in the general election, he wins in a landslide. So, you know, if the economy's strong, CBJ, and the people in the country are thinking, hey, I think it's going the right direction, yeah, they tend not to change horses at that point.
Well, but you know what, too? Nothing gets covered. The 28% African American support, no way anybody's saying that. It's just not going to get the coverage in the play. I guess it'll just depend what happens when they go and close a little curtain and vote. We'll see. But it's going to be a contentious thing, and there's going to be stuff said that aren't going to be very good. So
no, yeah, it's going to be wild like we haven't seen. And I have to say that the Democrats know whoever gets the shot at Trump has a shot to win. So
All right, great stuff. I appreciate you, Ed. We'll be in touch. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. The Cardinals open in 16 days.
Exactly. Go Cards.
Let's go. Hey, Dexter Fowler got two hits yesterday. Woohoo! Let's go.
Yeah, come on, Dexter. That's right. Good deal.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
He's down in St. Louis. Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum.
We've got a couple of texts coming in. Mayor of New York talking about No Meat Monday for school kids and going along with AOC's reduction of cow gas production.
Right, the flatulence issue. Right.
Her Green New Deal is already starting. Some of these kids only get meals at school, and you want to take meat away even for one day, says Ryan. It looks like it'll start in September. 1,800 schools are going to adopt this plan, four of them going meatless. The whole time.
It still come down to, will the kids eat what you give them?
Right.
Because, I mean, Michelle Obama, you know, to her credit, tried to make it healthier.
Right.
Kids throw the carrots away.
Yes. They called it the, most expensive garbage can in America the cafeteria.
But again, good idea.
Right.
But not going to work. And then to force feed them broccoli.
Right.
It just gets thrown away. And where's that issue? Where's that coming up? It has a lot of waste.
Then Jim says, I think we should have her visit Venezuela for 6 months and see what she thinks after that.
Well, she won't denounce Maduro, who's a dictator in Venezuela, and their lights out there. It's an absolute chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand the logic of socialism, government-directed socialism. It seems like an obvious layup to say that system doesn't work because it's never worked. But yet the result is here, it'll be different. And it never is. And we have 330 million people. This is a big deal. And there's going to be a lot of conflict with that direction. I just don't think the people that are supporting it really understand what that means.
Well, and that goes into Gary's comment. You are too nice, DBJ. She is an idiot. The problem is she has tens of thousands of idiots following her.
359-2255, you're welcome to text us. We're going to talk with Dr. Todd Likens in just a couple of moments. We'll do a quick sports headlines before that. Right after 8 o'clock this morning, name that tune for free Styx tickets.
I'm Cindy Summers, and I'm voting for Mayor Deb Finan, who I have known for a lifetime. Deb is a great mayor and also a townie who understands our community and the people here. She has devoted her life to public service to make Champaign the best it can be.
Hi, my name is Michelle Wong, and I'm supporting Mayor Deb Finan because she cut through the red tape. She worked to modernize the liquor license to allow businesses like mine to serve a drink to customer while they're enjoying their services, like having their nails done.
I am Councilmember Vanna Pianfetti, and I'm supporting Mayor Deb Finan because she is dedicated to helping other women succeed. I am so proud to be part of the first female majority on the Champaign City Council led by Mayor Finan.
I am Mayor Deb Finan. I'm proud to be endorsed by these ladies and the Champaign Firefighters Local 1260, the Illinois Realtor PAC, the AFL-CIO, and the Champaign County Chamber Business Empowered PAC. I'm asking for your vote
vote on April 2nd.
Paid for by Citizens for Dodd-Frank Finder.
Okay, so another text.
Yeah, Stevie, doesn't the latest complaint from the super liberal Professor Kaufman about the Illini Blackhawks cap seem ludicrous? I truly feel conservatives on campus would voice such a loud opposition to abortion as should they would be silenced. U of I has become a strong partner of the Democratic Party.
Well, I think they, you know, I think most campuses are, aren't they? But yeah, there was a promotion, the University of Illinois and the Chicago Blackhawks, mm-hmm. and there's a cap and it had the Blackhawks and Stephen Kaufman. He's the only guy. I mean, he's been there for 40 years.
That's right.
And Charlene Teeters in 1989 mm-hmm. and Stephen Kaufman after that.
This all rings a bell.
It's just all the same folks and, you know, they're always gonna, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump to our morning sports, 747. Dr. Todd Likens, if you have a dog or cat question, 359-2255.
The Big Ten All-Conference Teams and Individual Awards were announced yesterday, and Illinois freshman guard Io DeSumo was named All-Freshman Team, along with honorable mention. All Big Ten honors for both coaches and media, while sophomore Trent Frazier got honorable mention, All Big Ten selection by the media. Additionally, senior guard Aaron Jordan was recognized by the conference as Illinois' Big Ten Sportsmanship Award honoree. I know when Georgie stepped up to the mic talking about the upcoming Big Ten tournament, he said, "We win 5 games in 5 days, we make the NCAA tournament." I like the way you think, Georgie.
That's a boy.
We've got Northwestern tomorrow at the United Center. Pacers and Knicks tonight. Bulls and Lakers going at it. Blackhawks beat Arizona. A hat trick involved in the game. 7-1 was the final.
All right. I was over at Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. They're just a doggone good at what they do.
Uh-huh.
Christian Wallace is working with somebody, and I'll pass by when he has a customer and say, "Christian, you're so good at what you do. Everybody trusts you." Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were the customer. Sorry, Christian. I do that. Craig Fanning over Honda, Kenny over BMW. Ben Quattrone is off of Neil at Brewash in Savoy, and they're just really, really great at getting you into a vehicle. And you can trust what they're doing. Everybody thinks they go into a car dealership and they go, "Oh, they're going to take me to..."
Uh-huh.
Doesn't happen. I understand a little more about the car business thanks to Ben Quattrone. And they really kind of want you to become their customer. And over the long haul, they may make a little money on you over the long haul. But it's pretty much, we want to get this relationship going.
That's right.
And have you trust us and maybe bring friends.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, their base has grown so much. They sold the most Hondas ever for that dealership in February.
I saw my buddy Todd Knipper at the gas station in Tolono filling up at the pump next to me. And he's in the service department. Just loves working there and loves working on Hondas and BMWs.
Yeah.
It's great.
DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com. All right, Dr. Tom Likens, if you have a pet question, I'm going to ask about that Iditarod thing. And then chance to win Styx tickets in about 15 minutes. So play a song. And I think today's is easy. You have a chance to win 2 free tickets. Stand by. I've been Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. Watts, W-A-T-T-S, WattsCopy.com. Tuesdays at this time, we talk dogs and cats. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. Madison Kirby in Champaign, and also next to the police station in Mohammed. You hear about the Iditarod, Todd?
Yes, I listen to Stevie J, so I'm well informed.
There you go.
Yelling at the dog team, and it wasn't cool, and the dogs quit on this guy who had a 5-hour Iditarod dog sled lead. They quit on him.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, our first Goldie, I yelled at one of my dogs, and it's like they shrunk down so much. I was like, "Whoa, I'm way too strong for this breed."
Wow. I
can't imagine these well-conditioned dogs were that. They must have been really intimidated by him to quit like that.
Mm.
It doesn't make sense past that because I mean, after you know, I would think he would suck up to him, get him back in the group, but evidently not.
Wow. And he said, it, you know, the others heard it, and that's not cool. So he knew that
got a little
vocal there, but it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you see a fight, that's one of the things you would do is to try and
break it up, right?
To show them you're the alpha
right.
and say you're not going to fight. And evidently the whole team decided, "Whoa, you're way too alpha for us."
You know, we did a dog sled in Alaska, and it was really, really, really cool. And we had to fly a helicopter up to the point where we took the dog sleds, and every piece of poo-poo had to be hauled down. They didn't want to leave it on the glacier. So they took barrels and barrels by helicopter down because they didn't want the dog waste on the glacier. Amazing effort to take down. I mean, talk about picking up your poop. I mean, man, that's for dog owners, you know what that's like.
And that's a poop be gone.
Man, yeah, amazing. Okay, so we have spring. We probably are getting into shot season and all of those things that we ought to be aware of, right?
Yep, people are gearing up. They're getting their flea products picked and set for the year, and you know the heartworm for sure. It's time to make sure you got that going. Some people do let it lapse in the wintertime, but there's still risk year round. They recommend around here that we do year round prevention, so it's time to make sure that's up to speed too.
Okay, but there are so much. I mean, the rabies can be a 3 year now. Is that what that is?
Yep. Yep, okay. There's 3 year shots for a variety of things, so it's all changing quite a bit. But the rabies shots is required by law. I had somebody ask me the other day about kitties, and yes, in Champaign County it is required by law, and they are supposed to get a tag as well.
Okay. All right. So grooming $20 at your place, only $20?
Still only $20 for another year. So
man, washing.
I'm thinking about putting a second bathing area in. We're so busy. That's a good problem.
That's $20 to wash and brush out. I mean, that's just and nail clipping and all that. I'm hearing the click clack on my floor. I probably need to get the two in. So
yeah, we do a lot of baths.
Okay. Walter Eyes on the Champaign location. And who's the Jennifer? Is that what?
Rachel.
Rachel Eyes out in Mahomet.
Yep. Okay. She's a sweetheart.
How do people find you, my friend?
Hey, we're at Kirby Manis, and like I said, by the police station, 355-PETS, 586-PETS, or petpro.biz.
Thank you, my friend.
See you guys. Have a good week.
You bet. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro.
Yeah, Ola's birthday was yesterday. She's one now.
And still laying on the bed?
She's and she was up with Anna last night, so. Because two nights ago, I didn't get much sleep because I was trying to curl around her because she usually doesn't lay between Mike and I like she did.
So she's kind of taking too much space?
Right.
Yeah. That's when you need to be the alpha dog, though, and let her know this is my little area here, so I don't mind sharing, but you can't dominate me.
Yeah.
Some dogs need a little bit of correction.
Nudge.
Nudge.
Exactly.
That's what it is because, you know, we have the little lovey up there, but... We had the big white dogs up there. Charlie didn't like going up. It's too far down.
Gotcha.
And Bella's up there. Our doggies are getting older.
I was looking at the Nicholas Petit story and how he scratched in the I Did Rod. And it's true that the dogs were picking on each other during the race.
Yeah.
And then after yelling at them, the whole team stopped.
Just quit. I mean, you think about that. You're going, wait a minute. I didn't know that could happen.
Right.
When we took our little dog sled ride, the dogs, they said, don't pet the dogs before. I mean, they're ready to go. And then they go, and they're not, the ones we had weren't very big. Just really incredibly lean.
Mm-hmm.
And they went. And then when you got done, they're sweaty and tired, you were able to pet them.
Uh-huh.
But before, forget about it.
They got their game face on.
Game face.
Let's
and
do this.
Ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Time break for the news. We'll be right back. Chance to win Sticks tickets next.